Thank you. Just to highlight that these provisions all seem to be pulled from different elements of different sections of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, but then reformulated in a way that's not clear, particularly in regard to the fact that we've already established that this treaty incorporates all international human rights in paragraph 4.1. So we just question the utility of this subparagraph. Thank you.